भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, Text 28. The chapter title is The Island of Jambudvip. Jadi atra na swargashuka aveshishta avashishitam suistasya suruptasya kritasya sovanam tena ajanabhe smriti mat janma na Shat Varse Pari Yat Bhajatam Tanoti. Oh, Sam Tanoti, sorry. Jadjatra na Svarga Sukha Visheshitam. Yajatra na svarga sukha visheshitam Svistasya suktasya kritasya sobanam Svistasya suktasya kritasya sobanam Tena janabhe smitam ajanmanashad Na janabhe smritimaj janmanashad Varse hari yad bhajatam samtanoti Varse hari yad bhajatam samtanoti Yad jatra na svargas subhas Shukhash Vaseshitam Shristasya Shuktasya Kritasya Shobanam Tena Janabde Smitamaj Janmanasya Varshe Hare Yad Bhajatam Smattanoti
Follow.
others. Yadi, if Atra in this heavenly planet, na of us, Swarga Sukha Aveshitam, whatever remains after the enjoyment of heavenly happiness, Suitasya of a perfect sacrifice. Su-uktasya, of diligently studying the Vedic literature. Kritasya, of having performed a kind act. Shobanam, the resultant actions. Tena, by such a resultant action. Ajanabhi, in the land of Bharatvash. Smriti Mat Janma, a birth enabling one to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Na, of us, Syat, let there be, Varse, in the land, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yat, wherein, Bhajatam, of the devotees, Sam Tanoti, expands the auspiciousness. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. We are now living in the heavenly planets, undoubtedly as a result of our having performed ritualistic ceremonies, pious activities, and yajnam, and having studied the Vedas. However, our lives here will one day be finished. We pray that at that time, if any merit remains from our pious activities, we may again take birth in Bharatvash as human beings, able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord is so kind that He personally comes to the land of Bharatvash and expands the good fortune of its people. Together? We are now living in the heavenly planets. Undoubtedly, as a result of our having performed ritualistic ceremonies, pious activities, and yajnas, and having studied the Vedas. However, our lives here will one day be finished. We pray that at that time, if any merit remains from our pious activities, we may again take birth in Bharatvarsh. As human beings, able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord is so kind that He personally comes to the land of Bharatvarsh and expands the good fortune of its people. It is certainly as a result of pious activities that one takes birth in the heavenly planets, but from those planets one must nevertheless come down again to earth, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sine Punya Marta Lokam Vishanti. Even the demigods must return to earth to work like ordinary men when the results of their pious activities expire. Nevertheless, the demigods desire to come to the land of Bharatvarsh if even a small portion of the merits of their pious activities remains. In other words, to take birth in Bharatvarsh, one must perform more pious activities than the demigods. In Bharatvarsh, one is naturally Krishna conscious, and if one further cultivates his Krishna consciousness by the grace of Krishna, he certainly expands his good fortune by becoming perfect in Krishna consciousness and very easily going back home, back to Godhead. In many other places in the Vedic literatures, it is found that even the demigods want to come to the land of Bharatvarsh. A foolish person may desire to be promoted to the heavenly planets as a result of his pious activities. But even the demigods from the heavenly planets want to come to Bharatvarsh and achieve bodies that may be very easily used to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly says, Brahmite bhumite koyalo manushya janmaja janma shattakari para para upakar. A human being born in the land of Bharatvarsh has the special prerogative to develop Krishna consciousness. Therefore, those already born in Bharatvarsh should take lessons from the Shastras and Guru and should fully take advantage of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to be fully equipped with Krishna consciousness. By taking full advantage of Krishna consciousness, one goes back home, back to Godhead, Yanti Mad Yajno Vimam. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore spreading this facility to human society by opening many, many centers all over the world so that people may associate with the pure devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement, understand the science of Krishna consciousness, and ultimately go back home, back to Godhead. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshushun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manuvistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapandantikam Yadatra Nashvarga Sukha Visheshitam Shvishtasya Shuktasya Kritasya Shobanam Tena Janabhye Smiti Marj Janmana Shyad Varshe Hari Jad Bhajatam Samtanoti. We are now living in the heavenly planets, undoubtedly as a result of our having performed ritualistic ceremonies, pious activities and yajnas, and having studied the Vedas. However, our lives here will one day be finished. We pray that at that time, if any merit remains from our pious activities, we may again take birth in Bharatvarsh as human beings, able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord is so kind that He personally comes to the land of Bharatvarsh and expands the good fortune of its people. Very, very, it's like a lament actually from the demigods. They're speaking, and they're speaking about the glories of Bharatvarsh over the last few verses. that's been the tone. And it's interesting to note that these controllers, these big personalities of the universe, the leaders, that's what they're aspiring for. And not only just in this verse or this section, but we find in other places in the Vedic scriptures this is noted. So one may ask, what what's the deal? What's the idea? What's the reason? There's two aspects that come to my mind. One aspect is that you see that those living entities who are stuck in the material world, and there's unlimited numbers of us, in most forms, there's 8,400,000 species, and out of that, only 400 are human. So in all those species of life, there's no opportunity, there's no chance. You live out your life according to that body that you've received, and you don't get any opportunity to, there's no karma involved, be it karma, akarma, there's nothing like that. You're just living out your life. And it appears that the same thing is true for the demigods. They're not accruing new, they're just living out the pious activities that they've accrued in their human form, previous human form. And it appears that they've taken that birth, they're enjoying the facilities, they're enjoying like anything, huge long spans of life, but they realize, at least they're talking, that, well, you know, we made a mistake. We want to go back and take birth in Bharatvarsh so that we can again take that opportunity to try and purify our lives and go back home, back to Godhead. Because this material world is not a place for us, for the jiva. And so they've come to that point where they understand that, and they're praying. They're praying to take birth here in Bharatvarsh. Now, Bharatvarsh is not the only place where humans are born and live out their lives. But, as mentioned here, Bharatvarsh is very specially endowed. Why? Because the Lord personally comes. He appears in this land, and he expands the good fortune of the people living here. So those people who have taken their birth in Bharatvarsh specifically, Mahaprabhu says that they have a duty to understand the janma sattakari, purify your life, and then what do you do with that? You give it to others. So it's a special responsibility, I guess is the word, for those who are born in Bharatvarsh, India. Prabhupada says Bharatvarsh means India, greater India. Now it's getting smaller and smaller, but India was a much bigger place at the time when Krishna was present on the planet, extending out to Afghanistan and all up there, and Burma and all over there in the east. So that's Bharatvarsh, and as we've been hearing, there's so many rivers and mountains which are very potent and able to deliver the living entity, purify the living entity. The Lord comes, His places of pastimes, you can visit them, you can, here we're living in Mayapur. This is the center of the universe, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we're living here, and we're hopefully taking advantage of this place. It's in Bharatvarsh, but it's beyond Bharatvarsh. And this is the facility, facility which is given to us by the Lord, by His mercy. The demigods are saying that the Lord is so kind. He is kind, and He does care for His parts and parcels. Although He's aloof, we discussed last time I was here that the Lord is always aloof, but at the same time there's a loving, there's love there, and by that love he takes action, he moves in a way that's beneficial for those of us who are foolish enough to turn our backs on Him. Foolish enough, because that's what we've done. And even if we, unknowingly just happen to take some step towards the Lord, then He takes 10 steps towards us. And so that's the opportunity that Srila Prabhupada has spread all over the planet. All over the planet. And that's not Bharatvarsh, it's the Earth planet, it's part of Jambudweep. I don't know the technicalities of it all, but it's not Bharatvarsh. But He's spread, He's opened up, He went to the West, He opened up centers, He established deities, so that people in general, human beings who have the opportunity, who can act in a way which will purify them and change their lives, change their direction, that opportunity He is given by opening these centers. So he says here, so that people may associate with the pure devotees of Krishna consciousness movement and understand the science of Krishna consciousness in order to go back home, back to Godhead. And this is what the demigods are praying for, that opportunity again. They had the opportunity, they had human forms, they did all kinds of ritualistic ceremonies, pious activities, yajnas, kind things for people, charitable things, and they studied the Vedas. And what was the result? They went to the heavenly planets. And they're lamenting now that, wow, because all of those kind of activities, unless performed in relation to Krishna, they're useless. They're useless. I just read this morning a verse, I think it's from Nectar of Instruction. Anyway, it says that, I can't remember the Sanskrit, it says that, you know, chanting Tannama Rupa, what is that? Yes. Thank you. The English?
Therefore, the essence of all advice is that one should use one's time, 24 hours a day, in nice sleep, hearing and remembering Lord Krishna's divine, holy name, divine form, transcendental happiness, and eternal pastimes, thereby engaging the tongue and the mind. In this way, one should rub the
Thank you. That's Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami giving the best advice that this is the only way that one is going to, that we are going to free ourselves, not by all these ritualistic ceremonies and you know, pious activities and all these different activities. It's okay, you can do those things, but they have to be connected to the Lord. They have to remind one of the Lord. They have to be, everything has to be in connection with the Lord in order for it to have any value, real value. Otherwise, they're all useless activities. And the demigods who went through all of that, who've been through all of that, made it up to the heavenly planets, and now they're lamenting that, well, they're praying to take birth again as human beings in Bharatvas so that they can hopefully not make the same mistake that they made the last time around. So those of us who are here, fortunate enough to be connected with the Krishna consciousness movement, fortunate enough to be in the association of devotees in Mayapur or in any of these temples which Srila Prabhupada set up, established all over the world, we shouldn't take it lightly. We shouldn't take it for granted. We should remain focused on the goal and the activities which will lead us to that goal. The relationship is already established. Sambandha is there, it started. And we're in the process of sadhana bhakti. We're trying to engage in activities, in processes, which is going to help us to reach the goal. Well, you know, it's easy to become sidetracked. It's easy to go off on a tangent. And speaking from experience, all of these things are very easy to trip us up and divert our attention from the real essence, which is encaptured by Rupa Goswami in that verse. Of course, our situation's not like that of the Goswamis, you know. We're not on that platform and able to we can aspire to that. But still, we have full engagement possible. We have the possibility of full engagement in Krishna conscious activities. It's been laid out for us. Srila Prabhupada gave the structure. There's so much to do. We have all have different, so many different desires, so many different capabilities, so many different qualities, and they can all be utilized in the service of the Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada's movement, and thereby purifying us and enabling us to come to the platform of pure devotional service. Any questions, comments, further elaborations? Right then. Oh, give him the microphone so that everyone can hear the question. Paradeya Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. When Prabhupada was asked where would his disciples go to in their next life, I believe he answered that, you know, very few will actually make it to Goloka Vrindavan, but some, many would go to the heavenly planets. And so the question is, if by chance we have sufficient punya to go to the heavenly planets, but we can't make it to Goloka Vrindavan, is there a way to go from the heavenly planets further to go up to the spiritual world?
My understanding is no. That's why these demigods are praying to these demigods are not just denizens of the heavenly planets, but they're the leaders, the ones who have the most power, potency, whatever you want to call it. And what are they praying for? The opportunity to come back here, because this is where you have that opportunity to go back home, back to God. That's my understanding. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I see Prabhu there has a comment.
I just wanted to say one thing, there's a division.
You know, all the way, Swark is one thing, and then you have Gyanalok, Dapalok, Siddhalok, and Satyalok, and that's another thing. So, from those planets, if you make it to those planets, it's the situation up there is more conducive to going back home, back to Godhead at the end of the universe. But if you're in Swark,
yes.
If you're on Swargalok, the lower heavenly planets where Indra and the demigods are from, very, very rare.
That's a good clarification. That's a good clarification. The Swargalok is different, because I just remember one, and I can't even remember where it is, but there's a thing where there's a description where there are big devotees, big like Brahma level, that level devotees, and they're all by the body of the Lord, and they're praying. It's at the time when there's no you know, before the new breath, when the new universe is again manifested. And the description there is that they're praying that you should manifest again so that we can serve you. They're asking for another material universe so that they can enter and you know, be Lord Brahma and take those services. They're not asking, you know, they're there with the Lord. It's not Goloka. It's Mahavishnu or one of the Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, one of those forms. And they're not asking to go back. They're asking to go back. So there are other living entities, jivas, in those high tapaloka, and who are very, very advanced. I'm not sure, but I accept that they may be able to go directly from there. But that's not my full understanding. But I it's possible. Some of his devotees don't chant. Yeah, Prabhu's saying that someone asked Prabhupada, you know, some of the devotees don't chant. Why they're not chanting? And Prabhupada responded that because they actually want to go to the heavenly planets. And so if you don't chant so much and you're engaging in the Krishna conscious movement, you'll go to the heavenly planets. If you don't want to go to the heavenly planets, you really have to carefully chant very carefully and very... with focus. That's what you said, right? Yeah, I just saw a little clip by Mahatma Prabhu. He said, where he was asking, I don't know, some of you may have seen it, are we really chanting Hare Krishna? Are we really chanting Hare Krishna? And he was giving the example. He said that Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, if you chant Coca-Cola, 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 he was chanting that, but he was making the actions or the bodily of devotees that we see chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Hare. Are we really chanting Hare Krishna? Because if we were chanting Hare Krishna, that would not be the result of our bodily, you know, the body would be erupting as described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyway, it's an interesting question. My understanding was, as I said, that it's the human form of life which is the vehicle. My understanding is the human form of life is the vehicle by which one can transcend this spiritual, this material world. However, I'm open to this 400,000 species of humans. And maybe those sages and highly elevated personalities who are in those upper planetary systems, they also could have that opportunity. But I'm not sure. But certainly the Swarga people want to come back here because there's no they're admitting that they need to come here in order to return to the spiritual world. Yes?
It's described in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's called Shishumira, or dolphin, that the persons who go to those planets, they take a little
tour of the universe, great souls, after, and they spend time on that planet, and then when the universe is destroyed, if they're qualified enough, they do a Titanic, you know, first class passengers first, and they go on the lifeboats and they go back to Godhead and Lord Brahman to various destinations. It's described.
Okay.
That's in the higher regions of the universe, not in Svarga-loka.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Hare? Okay. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.